You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. If we go over and look at the Battle Pass page again, this season is ending March 8th. So we got 2 days left, all right? So you gotta hustle up. I am currently level 82, so I have to hustle up. I need to get this done and level up and get the battle pass completed. But also, I'm really curious. Why did they push up the season 2 days earlier than normally planned? Because here we are on the 6th. It's a Monday. You know, again, 2 days away from the new season, and they didn't put up any official teasers. They didn't, you know, it's getting down to the last couple of days, so you would have thought that they would have started putting out, like, the official teasers by now. So I don't know what the lack of hype for the next season is all about, but you would think this would be the time that they would be pushing that, but... nothing so far. I mean, I know there will be, so we'll keep an eye out and we'll let you know when there is. But for now, because they didn't post anything about the new season, not even teasers or anything, we will just take a look at what we have, over there in the LTMs that we can play. Let's see. Still got that find it in Fortnite section to get those quests done. There's Flakes, Zone Wars Trios, Gun Swap Ascension, Winter Madness, Escape from Prison, Lucky Blocks Free for All, Prop Hunt Universe, Boneyard Random, Loadout Free for All, Dragon City Roleplay Version 28, Giant Parkour Blocks, Travel the Dream Parkour, The Void, Rumble Punk, Anime City Gun Game, Versions Free for All, Ethoids Customs Late Game, Augment Royale, Renegade Squads, Party Royal, Falcon vs. Hammers, and a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's take a look at these quests. Boom, 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 boom. What did we not cover? Get eliminations with the weapon of epic rarity or higher. Well, again, it's self-explanatory. You got to go pick up an epic weapon. For me, I am loving those hammers, right? The hammers are fun and, fun to get elims with. So, and then, of course, if you pick up any other... epic weapon, the point is you got to get an elimination, so self-explanatory. And then damage opponents with the infantry rifle or the six shooter. This one is in stages and you got different levels of damage you got to do. Again, pretty self-explanatory and would be really easy to do in Team Rumble. So there you go. Let's go ahead and head on over to that item shop and see what's in the item shop today. Okay, here we go. Still have Flakes Power in here. All of our Marvel items are still here. So plenty of chances to get the Marvel items if you've been wanting them. We got the Captain America and Bright Star bundle still there. We have the Iron Man Zero bundle. Oh, this is part of the Marvel stuff still here. Let's go. Here we go. Here's the Creed stuff still here. The Axian Sentinel level up quest pack still here. And then we have the Sig outfit with the Silencer back bling for 1,200. The Eco outfit with the Globy back bling for 1,500. The Pina Clobbers harvesting tool for 500. Inky Wrap for 500. Little Mower emote for 500. The El Dorado back bling for 200. The Dominion outfit with Flame Sigil back bling for 1,500. The Malice outfit with the Malice Wings back bling for 2,000. Burning Blades harvesting tool for 800. Burning Beast Glider for 1,500. Burning Axe harvesting tool for 1,200. Burning Glyph Wrap for 500. The Die Cast outfit for 1,200. Chromium outfit for 1,200. Persuader harvesting tool for 800. Solid Strider glider for 500. The Merino outfit with the Banana Bag back bling for 1,200. Fresh Cut harvesting tool for 500. Sorry. We got the Archetype outfit with Paradigm back bling for 1,500. Servo glider for 1,200. Caliper harvesting tool for 500. Order Remnant outfit for 800. The Swamp Knight outfit still here for 800. And then we got the Horizon Zero Dawn bundle. Let's see here. The individual items will be Alloy and Blaze Canister back bling for 1,500. The Glintock glider for 1,200. Alloy Spear harvesting tool for 800. Heart Ryzen emote for 300. The Shield Weaver wrap for 500. You can get all of that plus the Alloy the Skywatcher loading screen in the bundle. And when you get the bundle, it will be a total of 2,600, which is 1,700 V-Bucks off the total. And that looks like everything in the item shop today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. And today, our item of the day will be the Eco outfit with the Globy back bling for 1,500. This was another really great fan-made outfit that made its way into the game. You know, and I love how it, you know, really pays homage to Fortnite maps that we got in the past. So yeah, I have just a really cool concept for the way this works, and just you know, anytime you look at this outfit, it's gonna remind you of what was that, chapter 2, right? So yeah, pretty cool. But that is everything today. You know, go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.